Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Daf Vov. The Gemara says, Dovar Acher, Yoyre Shiyoyred Benachas, Ve'eino Yoyred Bezaf. Says the Gemara that the pshat in the word Yoyre means that the rain comes down benachas. Explains Rashi that the word yoyre means ke'odom shemoyre l'talmidov benachas. Just like a person who is moyre to his talmidim, he teaches his talmidim benachas. That's the meaning of yoyre. So the same thing applies legabe the rain. That yoyre means that the rain comes down benachas, which means that the rain comes down gently and not too strong, and therefore there's a bracha from such a rain. Says the Gemara, Oy eino yoyre ela shemeshir es apeirois umashtif es azroim umashtif es oilonois. Says the Gemara, maybe the word yoyre means the opposite, gishmei klola and not gishmei bracha. And the explanation of the word yoyre is miloshoin yoroi yiyorei, like we find in Shmois Perek Yutes, which means that it breaks everything, that the rain breaks the peirois, breaks the zroim, and breaks the trees. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Talmud loimar malkoish, mal malkoish levrocho, af yoyre levrocho, we have a hekesh from yoyre to malkoish, and just like malkoish is levrocho, also, Yoyre is Levrocha. Asks Rashi a tremendous kasha. What's the hava amine to say that the pshat in the posuk, Yoyre umalkoish, means leklolo? We know that the posuk of Yoyre umalkoish is mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Vehoya im Shomoya. And the posuk says, V'hoyo im shomoya tishme'u el mitzvoisai asher onoichi metzave eschem hayoim, le'ahavo es Hashem Elokeichem, ule'ovdoi b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. Then, v'nosati metar arzechem be'ito yoyre u'malkoish. So we see mefurash in the posuk, that the posuk is speaking, that the yoyre u'malkoish is a reward to shmiras ha-mitzvahs. So it must be that Yoyre Umalkoish is Levrocho and not Leklolo. So what's the Havamina of the Gemara to say that Yoyre Umalkoish is Leklolo? Answers Rashi, and I quote the Lashon of Rashi. V'hochi mash makro, v'hoyo im shomoya tishmu el mitzvoisai, v'goymer, v'im lav, v'nosati metar arzechem Yoyre Lero. Says Rashi, that according to the tzad of the Gemara, that Yoyre Umalkoish means leklolo, we must say that pshat in the posuk is v'hoyo im shomoya tishmu el mitzvoisai v'chulei, which means then I'll give you gishmi bracha. But if you won't be mekayim the mitzvahs, then v'nosati metar arzachem b'ito Yoyre Umalkoish, then I'll give you rain, which is Yoyre Umalkoish, which is gishmei klolo. That's how Rashi explains the Havamina of the Gemara. And Rashi himself says that it's a big doichak to say such a thing. But as a Havamina, sometimes we find the Gemara, that the Gemara says even such a Havamina, which is dochuk me'oid. Comes the Marsha and says that the explanation of Rashi is very difficult to understand. Why? Because according to Rashi, ho'iker choser min ha-sefer. The Pasuk says, V'nosati metar arzechem be'ito yoyre umalkoish, and the Pasuk does not explain at all that he's speaking im loy tishmu el mitzvoisai, that if Am Yisrael would not be mekayim the mitzvahs, then V'nosati metar arzechem be'ito yoyre umalkoish. The Torah does not mention one word that the reign of Yoyre Malkoish is referring, that if Am Yisrael does not keep the mitzvahs. Therefore, says the Marsha, that the pshat of Rashi is very difficult to understand. Therefore, comes the Marsha and says a different pshat. And says the Marsha, that we can have the same rain, and sometimes it comes down and it's levracha, and sometimes it comes down and it's leklala. It just depends when it comes down. If it comes down on the right time, then the seeds grow from such a rain, and there is bracha from such a rain. But if the rain comes down, the same rain, in a wrong time, then the rain can ruin the seeds and ruin the plants and ruin the fruit. Therefore, says the Marsha, that the suffix of the Gemara, what is the meaning of Yoyre Umalkoish? Is the meaning of the words Yoyre Umalkoish mean rain that comes down on the right time? And therefore, Yoyre Umalkoish means Gishmei Brocha? Or the words Yoyre Umalkoish is referring to rain which comes down in the wrong time, the same rain, but it comes down in the wrong time, and the meaning of Yoyre Umalkoish is Leklala? Says the Marsha, that even if we explain the Pshat and the words Yoyre Umalkoish to rain that comes down in the wrong time, and therefore the meaning of Yoyre Umalkoish is referring to Gishmei Klala, but the Pasuk comes to tell us, V'hoyo im shomoya tishmu el mitzvoisai, if Am Yisrael will be mekayim de mitzvis, then v'nosati metar artzechem be'itom, Yoyre Umalkoish, which means that the Yoyre Umalkoish, which the definition of the words Yoyre Umalkoish means to rain that falls down in the wrong time, says the Torah, I will give you the Yoyre Umalkoish be'itom in the right time, and therefore it would be Gishmei Bracha. That's how the Marsha explains Pshat in the Havamin of the Gemara, that Yoyre Umalkoish means Gishmei Klala. I saw in Sefer Iye Hayom Al Agodes HaShas that he brings the Pshat of the Marsha, and he says that the Pshat of the Marsha is Dohuk, because if the meaning of Yoyre Umalkoish means rain that comes down in the wrong time, and it's referring to Gishmei Klala, then why does the Torah mention at all Yoyre Umalkoish? The Torah should say plain V'nosati Metar Artzechem Be'itoy without the words Yoyre Umalkoish, since the words Yoyre Umalkoish refer to rain that comes down in the wrong time, and the Torah here is referring to rain that comes down on the right time. Therefore, it's incorrect to write Yoyre Umalkoish. Therefore, says the Sefer Iye Hayom that the Pshat of the Marsha is Dohuk. Comes the Iye Hayom, and also in Hagoes Mitzpeh Eison, and say a third Pshat in the Gemara. We find in the Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Lamed Hei Omud Beis, that there is a stira in the Gemara. Toisvis there, in Dibura Matchil Kan, asks a stira in the Gemara. On one hand, the Gemara in the beginning says that the explanation of the Pasuk, Ve'osavta Degonecho, is speaking Bizman She'oisin Retzoyne Shel Mokoyim. And later on in the same Amud, the Gemara says that the Pasuk of Ve'osavta Degonecho is referring Bizman She'ein Yisrael Oisin Retzoyne Shel Mokoyim, and therefore Melachton Naseis Alidei Atzmon and not Alidei Achirim. So we have a stira in the Gemara. On one hand, the Gemara in the beginning there explains that Vosafta de Gonecho is referring Bizman She Yisrael Oisin Retzoyne Shel Mokoyim. On the other hand, the Gemara says in the end of the Amud that the meaning of Vosafta de Gonecho is referring Bizman She'ein Yisrael Oisin Retzoyne Shel Mokoyim. Comes Teisvis and answers, and I'm quoting the Lashon of Teisvis, V'yeshloimar, demayri vaday she'oisin retzoinoi, aval ein oisin retzoinoi kolkach, de'einom tzadikim gmurim. Says Teisvis that the Pasuk of V'hoyo im shomoya tishmuel mitzvoisai is referring to a period when Am Yisrael are tzadikim, they are mekayim the mitzvis, but not tzaddikim kol kach, they're not tzaddikim gmurim. As the Marsha there in Brochas explains, that the Pasuk says, V'hoyo im shomoya tishmu el mitzvoisai, asher onoichi metzave eschem hayoim, le'ahavo es Hashem elokeichem, ule'ovdoi b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. Says the Marsha, why doesn't the Torah say also u'v'chol me'oideichem? Just like the Torah says in Parshas Ve'avto, Ve'avto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol moedecha, the Torah should have said here also, b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem u'v'chol moedchem. Why doesn't the Torah say u'v'chol moedchem? Says the Marsha, we see that the Torah here is referring that Am Yisrael are not tzaddikim gmurim. They like their momen sometimes more than kiyum hamitzvahs. So therefore says the Sefer Iyayom in the Agoyes Mitzvah Eison, that since we see in the Gemara and Brochas and in Tesis over there, that the Parsha of Ahoyim Shomoya is speaking when Am Yisrael are not tzaddikim gmurim, that's the suffix here in our Gemara, that maybe the meaning of Yireh Umalkoish is Levrocho. Since the Parsha of Ahoyim Shomoya is speaking when Am Yisrael are Mekayim Mitzvahs, or maybe the meaning of Yireh Umalkoish is Leklolo, since we see that the Parsha of Ahoyim Shomoya is speaking when Am Yisrael are not Tzaddikim Gmurim. Therefore, that's the suffix in the Gemara, and the Gemara is Poishet, that the Posuk, the meaning of Yireh Umalkoish, is referring to Gishmei Brocha, and it's referring as a reward that Am Yisrael are Mekayim, the mitzvahs, even though they're not tzaddikim gemurim. We'll continue now the next sugya. The Gemara says, Detanye, Eizo hi revir rishoino, habechiro b'shloisho b'marcheshvon, beinoinis b'shiva boy, afeilo b'shiva osar boy, divrei Rab Meir. The Gemara brings a braise, that the braise says that in Yoyurei we have three periods. We have Revia Rishoino, Revia Shnio, and Revia Shlishis, which means that we have three periods in Yoyurei which the Zman is Mesugal for rain. And we have on that a machloikes between Rab Meir and Rab Yude and Rab Yoisi. When is the first period, and when is the second period, and when is the third period? Rab Meir holds that the first period, the Revir Rishoino, is on Gimel B'mar Cheshvon. The second period, which is Revir Shnio, is B'shiva B'mar Cheshvon. And the third period, the Revir Shlishis, is on Shivosar B'mar Cheshvon. Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvon. That's the Shita of Rab Meir. The Braisa continues. Rab Yudo Imer, B'shiva, Uve Yud Zayin, Uve Esrim V'Shloisho. Rabbi Yudah holds that the Revir Rishoino is on Zayin B'mar Cheshvon, the second one is on Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvon, and the third one is on Chov Gimel B'mar Cheshvon. Rabbi Yoisi Oimer, B'Yud Zayin, Uve Esrim V'Shloisho, Uve Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rabbi Yoisi says that the three periods are, the first one is on Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvon, the second one is on Chof Gimel Mar Cheshvon, and the third one is on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now, what's the dafkemina to know when is Revir Rishoino or Shnio or Shlishis? So the Gemara says on the end of the Amud that nafkemina legabi Revir Rishoino is to know Lishoil, which means when do we start to say, to ask V'sein Tal Umotor Livrocho. Revio Shlishis, the Gemara says, the nafkimin is legabei lis anois, which means, like Rashi explains, that on Revio Shlishis, the Yechidim start to be misane. If rain does not come down until Revio Shlishis, the Yechidim start to be misane. The Revio Shnio, what is nafkimin legabei the Revio Shnio? So the Gemara says a few explanations. We'll mention just the explanation of Rab Zeire says, Linedorim, which means that if someone makes a neder and asers himself ad hakshomim, then we say that Beloshen Bni Odom, he means that the neder should be oser until the Revio Shnio. So that's nafkemine to know when is the Revio Shnio. Now we find in the Gemara, in the Mishneh, on Daf Yudom and Aleph, that the Mishneh there says, we have a Stam Mishneh, and I'll quote the Loshna Mishneh. Higia Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvon, Velo Yordu G'shomim, Hitchilu ayechidim misanin gimel tanyois. The Mishnah says that if there already became Yudzain, the Marcheshven, and there still was no rain, so the Yechidim start to be Misaneh three Tanyois. L'choira, according to what we learned before, comes out that this Tam Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph goes like Rav Meir. As we mentioned, that Rav Meir holds that Revi'a Shlishis, the third period of rain, is on Yudzain, the Marcheshven. And we have mentioned that the Gemara says on the end of the Amud that the nafkemine of Revi'a Shlishis is Le'inyan Tainis. So L'chera comes out that the Stam Mishnah on Daf Yud goes Beshitas Rab Meir. Comes the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Tainis, Halacha Aleph, and I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam. Harei shelo yordu lohem gishomim kol iker, mitchilas yemois hakshomim, im igia ashiva osur b'mar cheshvon, velo yordu kshomim, matchilin talmidi chachomim bilvad lis anois. The Rambam says clearly that if it did not rain and it already became Yud Zayin b'mar cheshvon, then the talmidi chachomim, which are the yechidim, start to be misane. So l'choira we see mefurish in the Rambam that he paskined like the Stam Mishneh on Daf Yud, which is Shitas Rav Meir. Comes the Lecha Mishneh in Perek Gimel Milchos Tainis Halacha Yud and asks a tremendous stira in the Rambam. We find in the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchos Nedorim Halacha Yud Aleph that the Rambam writes, and I quote the Loshon HaRambam, Ha'oyser Atzmoy Badovor Im Omar ad hakshomim, harei ze osur ad sheyerdu hakshomim, vehu sheyerdu bizman revi'a shniyo, shehi be'eretz Yisrael, umekoymo yisasmuchin lo, mishloisho ve'esrim b'mar cheshvon ve'ilach. Says the Rambam, that if someone made a neder and asserted himself in something, and he said that it should be osur the neder ad hakshomim, then the halacha is that the neder is osur until revi'a shniyo, and the Rambam says that revi'a shniyo is on shloisha ve'esrim b'mar cheshvon, which means chov gimel mar cheshvon. Says the Lecha Mishneh, we see here in Hilchos Nedorim that the Rambam paskins mefurish like the shita of Rabbi Yosi, that revi'a rishoino is on yudzayin mar cheshvon, Revi'a Shniya is on Chav Gimel Mar Cheshvon, and Revi'a Shlishis is on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So we have a tremendous theory on the Rambam. In Hilchos Tainis, the Rambam paskins like Rab Meir. And in Hilchos Nedorim, the Rambam paskins like Rab Yosi. Another Kasha asks the Lecha Mishneh that how come Le'inyan Tainis, the Rambam paskins like Rab Meir? We see here in the Gemara clearly that Rav Chisda says that Halacha k'Rab Yosi. If so, why does Rambam paskin like Rav Meir when Rav Chisda says clearly that Halacha is like Rab Yosi? In Rashi we find another girsa in the Gemara that Rav Chisda says Halacha k'Rab Yuda, but certainly Rav Chisda does not paskin like Rav Meir. So therefore, asks the Lecha Mishneh, why does the Rambam paskin like Rav Meir? Those are the two kashes, tremendous kashes of the Lecha Mishneh. I would just like to add that the Loshon of the Lecha Mishneh, when he asks the kashes, are Udvorov kechoymetz leshinaim ukeoshon leinaim. Says the Lecha Mishneh that the sheet of the Rambam is difficult like vinegar for the teeth and like smoke for the eyes. We see from that expression of the Lecha Mishneh how much he was bothered with the shita of the Rambam here, that he did not understand pshat in the Rambam. Another kasha we find in the Shach, in Yeridea Simen Reish Chof, Sif Kotn Lamed Aleph, that he asks another stira on the Rambam. As we mentioned, in Hilchos Nedorim, the Rambam paskins clearly, like the shita of Rabbi Yosi, that Revi'a Rishoino is on Yud Zayin Memar Cheshvon,
Revi Shnia is on Chof Gimel b'Mar Cheshvan, and Revi Shlishis is on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Asks the Shach that we find in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tfilo, Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin, that the Rambam there says that we start to ask Geshomim, which means we start to say, to ask V'sein Tal U'moto Livrocha on Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan, which is L'choyro, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, comes out that we start to ask for Geshem only on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. So, says the Shach, on one hand, L'gabe Ilchos Nedorim, the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and legabe ilchos tfilo leinyan sheilas v'sein talumoto levracha, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Ends off the Shach and he says v'yesh liyashev bedoichak v'tzorich yun. So we have here three tremendous kashes on Shitas HaRambam. Comes the Keren Oiro here in our sugyo and wants to be miyashev all three kashes. Says the Keren Oiro, we must say that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi, as we see in the Rambam in Hilchos Nedorim. Just what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tfilo, that we start to ask for Geshem on Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan, says the Keren Oiro, it's not because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam paskins only like Rabbi Yossi. Just the Rambam paskins like Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda on one hand paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and on the other hand Rav Chisda himself paskins like Rav Gamliel. And Rav Gamliel's shita is that we start to ask for Geshem on Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. As we see in the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that Rav Gamliel holds that really we should have started to ask for Geshem right after Shemini Atzeres. The reason why we wait to Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan is Mishum Oilei Regolim, that they should be able to get back home before the rain starts. Therefore, we start to ask for Geshem only on Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. So as we mentioned, Rav Chisda on one hand paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and on the other hand, Legabei Sheilas Kshomim, he paskins like Rab Gamliel. So if so, says the Keren Oiro, the Rambam learned that lehalocha, what the Gemara says at the end of the Omud, that Revia Rishoina is nafkemina linyan shaile, that's not correct according to the Psak of Rav Chisda. Since Rav Chisda paskins like Ram Gamliel, so we must say a different nafkemina linyan Revia Rishoina. Therefore, says the Keren Oiro, that we must say that the Rambam learned that according to Rav Chisda, the nafkemina of Revi Rishoino is not l'inyan she'ilas kshomim, it is l'inyan tainis, and comes out, according to Rav Chisda, that also Revi Rishoino and also Revi Shlishis are both nafkemina l'inyan tainis, and explains the Rambam that Revi Rishoino is nafkemine l'inyan tainis, that the Yechidim, the Talmidei Chachomim, which are the Yechidim, start to be misane, and the Revi Shlishis is nafkemine l'inyan the Tzibur, that the Tzibur starts to be misane. Adds the Keren Oira and says that even though Rabbi Yossi himself said that Eina Yechidim misanin ad she'agev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we must say that even the Rav Chisda paskin like Rabbi Yossi, le'inyan this nekude of when the Yechidim start to be misane, Rav Chisda did not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. As we mentioned, that according to Rav Chisda comes out that the Yechidim start to be misane on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. That's how the Keren Oiro is miyashiv all three kashes. We will continue now the sugya. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the Mishnah in Peah that says, Me'emasai kol odom mutorin beleket beshikcho uvepeo, mishayelchu hanemushes. The Mishnah in Peah says that once the Nemushis go on the field, on the Sode, and are Malakit, the Leket Shikho Peh that is remained in the Sode, after that, it's mutter for any person to go in the Sode, and if he finds Leket Shikho Peh, it's mutter for him to take, even though he's not an Oni. What's the reason? Says Rashi in Dibur HaMatchil, Mishiyelchua Nemushois, and I quote Lashon Rashi, Mishiyelchua Nemushois Basode, Dimikan Ve'elach, Nisiyashu She'ar Ho'anim, Lefishiyoidin, Im Nishar Leket Shikho Peyo, Nemushois Netolum. Says Rashi, that the reason why it's mutter for any person to go in the Sode and take the remaining Leket Shikho Peyo after the Nemushis went into the Sode is because that all the Aniyim know that after the Nemushis went into the Sode, there's probably nothing left, and therefore all the Aniyim are Misyayesh from the Leket Shikho Peyo, and therefore it's mutter for Kol Odom, for any person to take the Leket Shikho Peyo that has remained in the Sode. That's the explanation of Rashi. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, we find that the Rambam writes a different reason why Mishaholchu Anemushois, it's mutter for any person to take the Leket Shikho Peyo that has remained in the Sode. And I'll quote the Loshna Rambam. Nemar b'matnos aniyim l'oni lager tazoiv oisom. Kol zman sh'anim toivin oison. Posku ho'anim milevakesh ulechazer aleihem. Hare anishar mehen mutar l'chol odom. Why, says the Rambam, she'ein gufon kodosh kitrumois. Ve'eino yichayev liten lohen d'meyen. Shlo nemar bohen venosan lo'anim, ela tazoiv oison. Ve'eino yimetzuve, lazoiv oison, lechayo ule'oifois, elo la'anim, ve'arei ein anim. Says the Rambam that the reason why, after the Nemushois went into the Sode, it's mutter for any person to take the remaining Leket Shikho Peyo, is because the Torah says, La'oni v'lageir tazoiv oisom. And we darshan, only la'oni v'lageir tazoiv oisom, but not for chayev oifois. Therefore, if we know that the anim would not come back anymore into the Sode, the Torah is matir for any person to take the remaining leket shikha upeyo. That's the explanation of the Rambam pshat in the Mishnah in Peyo. We find in the Koivitz Shiurim, in the Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Zayin, that he explains that the reason why the Rambam does not explain like Rashi, that the reason why it's mutter lekol odom because the anim are misyayesh, is because we could be choyker a big chakire. What's the gather of matnois anim? What's the gather of the mitzvah of leket shikha upeyo? Is the gather of the mitzvah leket shikha upeyo just like matnois kehuna? As we know, that once a person is mafrish truma, the truma becomes momoin hakoyanim. So maybe the same thing applies also lagabe matnois anim, that once a person makes leket shikho peye, it becomes momoin hoanim, which means all the anim are shutfim in the leket shikho peye. That's one side of the chakira. The other side of the chakira is that there is a distinction between matnois aniyim and matnois kehuna. Matnois kehuna eino chanami becomes momoin hakoyanim, momoin hashevet. But matnois aniyim does not become momoin hoanim, it becomes hefker laanim. Which means that the Torah says that when a person makes leket shikho peye, it becomes hefker laanim. But the anim do not become bailim on the leket shikha upeye. That's the big chakire that the Koivitz Shiurim is choiker. Says the Kovitz Shiurim that the Rambam learned that the gedder of Matnos Aniyim is different than Matnos Kehuna, and Matnos Aniyim does not become the momoin of the Aniyim. The gedder of the mitzvah of Leket Shikcha Upeya is that it becomes Hefker L'Aniyim. Therefore, says the Kovitz Shiurim, the Rambam could not explain Pshat in Holchua Numushes that the reason why it's mutar lekol odom is because the anim are misyayish, because yush can only help if you are the bailim. If you're not the bailim, yush cannot help. Therefore, since the Rambam holds that matnos anim are only hefker l'anim, and the anim are not the bailim, so therefore the yush of the anim does not help at all for any person to take the leket shikcha upeya that has remained. Therefore, the Rambam has to come with a new reason, and he darshans the posuk of Tazoiv Oysom, as we mentioned before. That's how the Kovitz Shiurim explains the Shita of the Rambam. Comes out from that Kovitz Shiurim that Pshat and Rashi is that Rashi learns that the Geder of Matnos Aniyim is the same Geder as Matnos Kehuna. That just like Matnos Kehuna, When a person is mafrish, it becomes momoin hakoyanim. The same thing applies legabe matnos aniyim. Once a person makes leket shikcha upeya, it becomes momoin hoaniyim. And therefore, if the aniyim are misyayesh, so it becomes muter lekol odom. So it comes out that we have here a yesoides dike machloikes between Rashi and the Rambam. What's the gedder of the mitzvah of Matnos Aniyim? According to Rashi, the gedder of Matnos Aniyim is that it becomes Momein Ho'anim, and according to the Rambam, it comes out that the gedder of Matnos Aniyim that it becomes Hefker La'anim. The Kovitz Shiurim wants to bring a raya to the Shita of the Rambam that the gedder of Matnos Aniyim is Hefker La'anim. And the raya is that we find in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Perek Vov of Maseches Peyo, that the Yerushalmi brings a machloikes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We know the musig of Hefker. Hefker is when a person is mafkir his nechosim or a part of his nechosim, and it becomes muter lekol adam. What's the din if a person wants to be mafkir a part of his nechosim or all his nechosim only for aniyim? Can a person make a chalois hefker only for aniyim and not for ashirim? So we find in that a machloikes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say that a person could be mafkir a hefker only for the aniyim. And Beis Shammai's raya is from leket shikcha upeya, that the Torah says that a person could be mafkir only for the aniyim. On the other hand, Beis Hillel or choylek, that there's no such musig of hefker la'anim. Chalois hefker can only be chal if it's hefker for everyone. What's with the raya of Beis Shammai from leket shikcha upeya? Say Beis Hillel, there we have a posuk. Tazav oisom, the Torah says tazav oisom. So we have a posuk. So we have no raya from over there that a person can make hefker only for anim. Says the Kovitz Shiurim, that we see l'choira from this Yerushalmi mefurish that the gedder of leket shikcha upeya is a gedder of hefker la'anim, and it's not pshat that it becomes momoin anim. That's the raya of the Kovitz Shiurim to the Shita of the Rambam. But l'anyuzdati, the raya is not muhrach, and we could say that Rashi learned pshat in the Yerushalmi that's goof with the machloikes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Einochanami Beis Shammai hold that the gedder of leket shikcha upeya is a gedder of hefker la'anim. And that's why they bring from leket shikcha upeya raya that it's shayich to make a chalois hefker only for anim. But Beis Hillel, when they say that there's no raya from leket shikcha upeya because the Torah says tazev oisom, pshat in Beis Hillel is that goofe. Beis Hillel say that the Torah tells us that the gedder of leket shikcha upeya is not hefker la'aniyim. The gather is that it becomes momon aniyim, and that's why we have no raya from there that a person can make a chalois hefker only for aniyim. Therefore, on Yuzdaiti, we could be meyashev, the shita of Rashi, that it can go also according to that Yerushalmi. We have mentioned before that the Rambam learns pshat in the Mishnah and Peye, that the reason why Mishuholchan u'mushois, the leket shikchol peye are mutar lekol odom, is because we darshan the posuk la'oni v'lager tazev oisom v'loi lechaya u'la'oifois. The Noise Kalim on the Rambam say that the mocker of the Rambam is from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kufla Medal Omud Beis. The Gemara there says, and I'll quote the Loshon HaGemara, Levi Zora Bekishor. Levi planted seeds in a place called Kishor. Veloi Havu Aniyim LeMishkal Leket. They were in the place Kishor, there were no Aniyim, so he couldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Leket. Also the Kamid Rav Sheshes. Omar Lei LeOni VeLageir Tazoiv Oisom VeLoi LeOirvim VeLoi LaTaleifim. Rav Sheshes told Levi that he's potter from the mitzvah of Leket Shikcho Peyet, since in his town, in the place of Kishor, there were no Aniyim. The Torah says that the mitzvah is la'oni v'la'ger tazoy v'oisom, to leave the leket shikcho peyeh for the oni and the ger, but not la'orvim v'la'taleifim, and not for the chaya and oifois. Therefore, since in your town Kishor there are no aniyim, you're potter from the mitzvah of leket shikcho peyeh. That's what we see in the Gemara in Chulin. Learns from there the Rambam that the same thing applies if a person lives in a place that there are aniyim, and the person left in the sode leket shikcho peye, and the aniyim came and took a part of the leket shikcho peye, and then the nemushes also came. So we say that after the nemushes came into the sode, whatever has remained from the leket shikcho peye are mutter for everyone to take. Why? Because since once the nemushes came into the sode, we know that no more aniyim would come into the sode. So then we darshan the same drasha, that since from now on in this sode, no more aniyim will come, so we darshan the posuk, la'oni v'lager tazov oisom, v'loi l'chaya u'la'oifois. And therefore, from now on, whatever has remained is mutar l'kol odom. Comes the kovitz shiurim, and also a few more achronim which were brought down in the Sefer Mafteach al Rambam, and they all say that be'emes we could be doiche the raya of the Rambam from the Gemara in Chulin, because the Gemara in Chulin is speaking in a case that in the place there's no aniyim, milchatchile there are no aniyim in the town. Therefore, says Rav Sheshes, that since milchatchile there are no aniyim in the town, so it's never chal on the leket shikcho peya, shem leket shikcho peya. Because the Torah says, la'oni v'lager tazoy v'oisom, and since in that place there are no aniyim, therefore milchatchile, it's never chal leket shikcho peya. But in a place that there are aniyim, and after the person left leket shikcho peya, it was chalanit chalois leket shikcho peye, and the aniyim came into the sode and took leket shikcho peye. So then, even if the nemushois also came in the sode, and we know that from now on no more aniyim would come into the sode, still, if there is still leket shikcho peye in the sode that has remained, it's osur l'kol adam to take that, since it was chal in it, shame, leket shikcho peye. So comes out that we have no mocker from the Gemara in Chulin to the Chiddush of the Rambam. Lanius Daiti, according to this chiluk that the Achronim say, comes out that the Shita of Rashi is very well understood. That Rashi could not say that the reason Mishaholcho anu mushois, the leket shikcho peye is muter l'kol odom mitzadetam Of la'oni v'la'ger tazoiv oisam v'loy l'chayo la'oifois. Because Rashi learned that this drasha we only find in a place that milechatchile there are no aniyim. So on that the Torah says that if milechatchile there are no aniyim, so there's no mitzvah of leket shikho peyet. But in a place that there are aniyim, just now the nemushis went in the sode, and we know that there are no more aniyim which will come into the sode, there we have no heter of la'oni v'la'ger tazov oisom. And that's why Rashi could not learn like the explanation of the Rambam. But the emes is that l'choyro we have mefurish gemore in bob metziyeh, daf chof alef amud beis, which is a riot the shita of Rashi, and is a kashya on the shita of the Rambam. The Gemara in Perek Elu Metzias, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, we have the resugiyah of Yush Shaloi Midas. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from this Mishnah in Peye, that Yush Shaloi Midas have a Yush. Since we see in the Mishnah that Mishaholcha Nu Mushois, then it's mutter for Kol Odom to take the leket shikho peye. And the heter to take is mitzad that all the aniyim are misiyash. Asks the Gemara, but not all the aniyim know that the numushis went into the sode. So the choyer, the metzias is that many aniyim are not misiyash. So what do we see? Says the Gemara, we see that yush, shaloi midas, have a yush. That since if the aniyim would know that the numushis went into the soda, they would be misyayish. Therefore, we regard it as if they were misyayish, and therefore it's mutter for every person to take. So we see, says the Gemara, that yush shaloi midas have a yush. L'chayra, we see there clearly in the Gemara that the heter, mishuholchua numushis, for every person to take, is mitzad that the aniyim are misyayish. So l'chayra it's mefurish orayin in the Gemara, like the Shita of Rashi, that the aniyim, by matnois aniyim, the aniyim become bailim, and we have to come on to the yush of the aniyim in order for everyone to take the leket shikho peya. And it's a kasher from the Gemara over there on the Shita of the Rambam. So the emes is that the Koivitz Shiurim asks on the Rambam this kasher, and also we find in the Torah's Zroim, in Perek Ches of Peye Mishne Aleph, that he also asks on the Rambam this kasha, and they both say the same teretz, that the sugi and bob metziah of Yush Lemidas can go even according to the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the yesoid of the mitzvah of matnois aniyim is a gather of hefker and not bailus. But I won't explain now the teretz of the Koivitz Shiurim, the Torah Zroim, since in order to understand their teretz, we have to go into the sugya of Yush Shaloi Midas, Ve'ein Kan Mekoimoy. The Koivitz Shiurim asks a very strong kasha on the shita of the Rambam. And he says, that Bishleima, according to Rashi, that the geder of Matnis Aniyim is that it becomes Momoino Aniyim. Therefore, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Peye, is very well understood that Mishaholcha Numushes, it's mutter for everyone to take. Since, after the Leket Shikho Peye became Momen Aniyim, and the Aniyim were Misyayesh, since the Numushes went into the Sode, so therefore now it's like any Aveide that is mutter for anyone to take, Le'achar Yush. Therefore, the Mishnah says that it's mutter l'chol odom. But according to the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that the gedra of the mitzvah of matnis aniyim is hefker l'aniyim, and the reason why mishoholcha numushes it's mutter to take is because we darshan the posuk l'oni v'lager tazov oisom v'loy l'chayo v'lo oifois, that drasha only tells us that once the numushes went into nesodeh, then there's no more any mitzvah of leket shikho peye. And since there's no more any mitzvah of leket shikho peye, so l'choyro, the leket shikho peye that has remained in the sode should go back to the bailim. Since the whole mitzvah of matnois aniyim is only hefker la'aniyim,
and not hefker la'ashirim. So klapi the ashirim, the bailus of the bailim was never nifka from the leket shikcha upeye. So now that the nemushes went into the sode, and there's no more any mitzvah to be mafkir to the anim, so l'choira the leket shikcha upeye remain bebailus habailim. So why is it mutter l'chol odom? That's the kasha of the koivitz shiurim and remains b'tzorechiyun on the shita of the Rambam.
We have also on Shitas Rashi a similar kasha. We find in Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayis of Maseches Peah Perek Ches Mishneh Aleph that Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, how come after the Nemushes went in the Sodeh, the Leket Shikcha Upeah Amuter Lekol Odom? Why don't we say that the Baal HaSode is Zoyche in the Leket Shikcha Upeah Mitzad Kinyan Chotzer? Since once the Nemushes went into the Sode, all the Anim are Misyayesh, so the Chora we should say that the Baal HaSode should be Zoyche in the Leket Shikcha Upeah Mitzad Kinyan Chotzer. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe we would answer that the Mishneh in Peah is speaking by Chotzer She'eino Mishtameres. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger that we find in the Gemara in Bob Metzia on Daf Yud Aleph that Rabbi Abba held that chotzer is koine even if it's a chotzer she'eino mishtameres. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how did Rabbi Abba learn pshat in the Mishnah in Peah? L'chayra, we see clearly in the Mishnah in Peah that chotzer she'eino mishtameres is not koine. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger remains betzorech yun. Comes the Rashash in his Agoes on Maseches Peye and says, "B'mechile mikvoy teirosoi shel Rabbi Akiva Eiger." Rabbi Akiva Eiger forgot a mafurish rosh in Perek Eilu Metzias. The Rosh says that a person could be zoiche in Aveide bekinyan chotzer only if the bailim of the Aveide were misyayish before the Aveide came into the chotzer, but if the Bailim were Misyayish only after the Aveda came into the Chotzer, then the Baal HaChotzer is not Zoyche in the Aveda Mitzad Kinyan Chotzer. Why? Because since the Aveda came into his Chotzer before Yush, we say that then he was Mischayev in Ashova, and therefore even after the Bailim of the Aveda are Misyayish, the Baal HaChotzer is not Zoyche in the Aveda. Similar to the concept that we find by Gzele, that even if the Bailim of the Chayfetz HaGozel are Misyayish, we do not say that the Gazlin is Zoyche Midin Yush. Why? Because B'Yisure Osel Yodei. Since he was Mischayev B'Ashovas HaGzele before the Bailim were Misyayish. The same thing applies B'Aveide. Since the Baal HaChotzer was Mischayev B'Ashovas HaAveide before the Bailim were Misyayish, therefore, even after the Bailim or Misyayish, the Baal HaChotzer is not Zoyche in the Aveide Mitzad Kinyan Chotzer. Therefore, says the Rashash, the same thing applies also by Leket Shikcha Upeah, that even though the Nemushois went into the Sode and the Anim were Misyayish, but since the Leket Shikcha Upeah were in the Sode before the Anim were Misyayish, therefore, we say that even after the Yush of the Anim, the Baal HaSode is not Zoyche in the Leket Shikcha Upeah Mitzad Yush HaAnim. That's how the Rashash answers the Kashe of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Comes the Chazon Ish in Baba Kama, Simen Yudches, Sif Kotan Dalet, and says, Adarabe, the Teretz of the Rashash is incorrect, and explains the Chazon Ish that the Rosh is speaking in a case that the Aveide has a Shem Aveide before the Bailim are Misyayish. So then we say that since the Baal HaChotzer was Mischayev and Ashove of the Aveide before the Bailim were Misyayish, so he cannot be Koine in Bekinyan HaChotzer the Aveide after the Bailim are Misyayish, since he was Mischayev and Ashove before the Bailim of the Aveide were Misyayish. But by Leket Shikcha Upeah, before the Anim are Misyayish, the Leket Shikcha Upeah does not have a Shema Aveide. All the Anim know that there is in the Sodeh Leket Shikho Peye. Just after the Nemushis leave the Sodeh, then the Anim are Misyayesh. That second that the Anim are Misyayesh, the Leket Shikho Peye, which has remained in the Sodeh, gets a Shema Aveide. So it comes out that the Shema Aveide of the Leket Shikho Peye is only after the Anim are Misyayesh. Therefore, the Kasha of Rabbi Kiveger is correct. L'choyer, the Balasode should be Zoicha in the Leket Shikho Peye, Mitzad, Kinyan, Chotzer. Therefore, Kushas Rabbi Kiveger bimekoimo oimedes. We'll start now a new sugya. The Gemara says on the end of Amud Beis, Omar Rabbi Avo, Me'eimosai mevorchin al hakshomim, Mishiyetze chosen likras kalo. Says Rabbi Avo, that the first rain of the winter, when the quantity of rain reaches to the shear of Mishiyetze chosen likras kalo, we make a bracha. What bracha do we make? Omar Rav Yehude, Omar Rav, Moidim anachnu loch, Hashem Elokeinu, al kol tipo vetipo, shoyiradeto lonu. We have here a special bracha del Chazal u'mesaken to say when the first rain comes down. Brings Rashi, the Gemara in Brochas, in Perek HaRoye, at the Gemara in Brochas asks that we have a stira. On one hand, we see here in the Braise that Chachomim u'mesaken a special bracha on the first rain of Moedim anachnu loch. On the other hand, in the Mishnah in Perek HaRoye, the beginning of Perek HaRoye, Daf Nun Dalet Omud Aleph, the Mishnah says that on the first rain we make Birkas HaToy VaMeitiv. So the Gemara on Daf Nun Tes in Brochas, in the beginning the Gemara answers that the difference is if we saw the rain or we heard the news about the first rain. If we saw the actual rain, then we make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. But if we just heard the news about the first rain, we did not see the actual rain, then we make Birkas HaToy VaMeitiv. The Gemara there is Doich this Teretz, and the Maskon of the Gemara there is that Birkas HaToy VaMeitiv we make when a person has a Sode B'Shutfus. Then he makes HaToy VaMeitiv. When a person has a sode without shutfus, he's the only owner on the sode, he makes Birkas Shechionu. When a person has no sode, then he makes the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. That's the maskana of the Gemara there in Brochas to Miyashev the Stire. Rashi here brings the kasha of the Gemara in Brochas, and Rashi here brings the answer of the Gemara in the Havamina. And Rabbi Kiveger here in Gilyan HaShas asks on Rashi, why does Rashi bring the Havamina of the Gemara and not the Maskona of the Gemara? Al Kolponim, the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchois Broches Halacha Hey paskins the Gemara in Broches according to the Maskona of the Gemara, and I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam. Yordu Gishomim Rabim im yesh lo yisode mevorach shechiyonu. V'im hoiso sheloi v'shel acherim, mevorech hatoy v'ameitiv. V'im ein lo yisode, mevorech moedim anachnu loch, v'chulei. So we see clearly la'alocha that the Rambam paskins like the maskona of the Gemara in Brochas, that birkas hatoy v'ameitiv we make when a person owns a sode b'shutfus. If he owns a sode without shutfus, then he makes shechionu. And if a person has no sode at all, then Chachomim u'mesaken to make on the first rain the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. L'choyer it's mashma in the Rambam that Chachomim u'mesaken this bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch in any country, even in a country that has no shortage of rain, in spite of that, when the first rain of the winter comes down, we make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. But the Bes Yosef in Simen Reish Chof Aleph brings in the name of the Kolbo a big chiddush, and I'll quote part of the Lashon of the Kolbo. Says the Kolbo that this bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch we say only Be'oisam ha'arotzois she'esh lohem yoivesh godoil ve'atziro rabo ad she'tzrichim rachamim ala motor. Says the Kolbo that Chachomim u'mesaken this bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch only in a country that is lacking rain, which means that the farmers are desperate for rain. Then, when the first rain of the winter comes down, we make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. But in other countries that there's no shortage of rain and there's no tremendous simcha when the first rain comes down, then we do not make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Chof Aleph, Seif Aleph, paskins like the Kolbo. And I'll quote the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch. Im hoyu betzar machmas atziras kshomim, v'yordu gshomim, mevorchim aleihem. So we see clearly in the Shulchan Aruch that he paskins like the Kolbo. Comes the Biur HaLocha and says a tremendous chiddush, that we must say that even though the Rambam does not make a distinction between a country which needs rain and a country that does not need rain, but we must say that the Rambam is moide to the Kolbo. Why? Because in the sugya of brachas that we have mentioned before, we see clearly that the Gemara is medame the gedera bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch to the bracha of Atoy Ve'Ameitiv. And we know that the bracha Atoy Ve'Ameitiv we make only when a person has a tremendous simcha. Therefore, must be that also the Rambam is moide, that the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch we make only when there's a tremendous simcha when the first rain comes down. Therefore, only in a country that is lacking rain and the farmers are desperate for rain, then we say that Chachamim u'Mesaken to make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. So comes out, says the Biur HaLocha, that also the Rambam is moide to the Kolbo. Comes the Biur HaLocha and says another big chiddush, that Eretz Yisrael is regarded as a country which is desperate for rain. As we know, that in Eretz Yisrael, in the summer, there's no rain. And in the winter, the farmers are desperate for rain. Therefore, says the Biur HaLocha, even if it rains in the beginning of the winter, and there's no atziras kshomim, in spite of that, we make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch, since the metzias is that in Eretz Yisrael, the first rain is a very, very big simcha. But the Biur HaLocha at the end brings that he found in the Elyo Rabbe, that Elyo Rabbe is mistapik. What's the din in Eretz Yisrael if it rains in the beginning of the winter and is not Atziras Kshomim? Therefore, says the Biur HaLocha, Halocha Lamaise, that we should make the bracha without shame umalchus.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.